You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. So I'll tell you how much work I've done for myself today.
Go on.
Myself. Well, nothing. Because I spent the whole day on the fucking thing. But
very progressive.
You're trying to blame me now.
I've been on to Stuart for a while as well. But good stuff.
Okay.
It is going to be a bit of a fucking issue. So tomorrow morning when we have this call, we are going to have to pick up on this note.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, how can I change the product, improve the product, blah, blah, unless I'm in the office, blah, blah. But the question then becomes, well, do we want you to, like, say, he starts talking to me about, like, maybe he's thinking about the same, like, he's like, I've got a great idea for TFX. Basically, we do all these things, we've got a plan for TFX, which I was totally aligned with him, and then he goes, and then basically we launch our own white label trading platform.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I'm not saying that there's not value in that, and there is huge value in it, and that's why people who own 90 index have made billions of pounds. But seriously, we just haven't got bandwidth, man. Like, seriously, can't we just focus on being the best motherfucking audio news and real-time news provider in the, you know, in the sub-Bloomberg Reuters market? Because if we can, we create a really awesome little niche business that someone will buy, and they might buy it for 50 million quid. And and honestly, and this is where he goes off on a tangent, that it's just, like, you know, in all truth, what he's saying is, yes, it'll work. But I can also tell you the iPhone will work.
Yeah.
It's just, look, what are we? We are basically an audio news service. We've got the advantage of 10 years in the market of being considered the best or the biggest or whatever audio news service. Why are we not just focusing on, like, there's so much we can do for our products and service at the moment that we're not doing. We're trying to do and we're moving forward. But it's like, I don't know, it's just, and then when he starts talking about drones over fucking retail shops and, but, you know, he's like, you know, I need to be in the office to do this and that. And it's just like, and I'm saying to him, look, Stu, please understand, you and I are not in dissimilar positions. You're effectively a consultant working remotely. For all intents and purposes at the moment, so am I. I said, and also, I'm having to swallow a lot of fucking humble pie and fucking bite my lip and try to accept that I haven't got shit right and that the way I approach shit is not perfect. And it is frustrating for me, Jeff, because I'm like, in my heart, hand on heart, I think, you know, I've always done what, I'm not sure you necessarily believe this, it doesn't matter, but if you just imagine a scenario, like, you know, I think I've always done what's right, and I've gone, right, we're doing this, yeah?
Yeah.
And I've probably, to exaggerate it, gone, right, we're doing this, I haven't got no fucking time to explain it, just fucking do it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, I'm like, just fucking do it. It's not because I'm like, want to be disrespectful, it's just because I think what I'm doing is right for the business, and yet, the reality is, it's cost, and this is what I was trying to say to him, I said, you know, I've got to accept that the cost is too much, as in I've nearly lost my entire fucking team, you know, and I have to suck it up, and, you know, you might make mistakes, or we might make mistakes as a steering committee or whatever, or you might do things, but, you know, what's the bigger cost? Me being considered to be fucking Rambeer, which, regardless of any money or success of business, I find absolutely cunt. I said, you know, you've got to accept, and we had a very frank conversation, and it was a very good conversation, like, in terms of probably repairing, and, you know, the contract's done now, and, you know, so it's probably an easier scenario, but it's just hard, mate, like, you know, it's like, I feel like you, no, Stuart, no, you know what I mean, like, it's like, Yes, brilliant idea. Totally same thing. Yes. Oh, no, mate. We can't build a country.
Yeah. I think there needs to be some filtering as to what happens, because otherwise you're just going to have a lot of ideas and they're just not going to get followed through, and then he'll moan that people aren't following through on his ideas, and it'll be someone else's fault.
And that's, I did say that to him as well. I said, mate, and also, you can't blame other people when shit happens. I said, you know, you've got to fucking see it through yourself. If you've got an idea for something, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, don't get, when it's not going your way, you know, please try not to just criticise everyone else, you know? Like, try and say, I'll keep going, I'll be positive. But it's so hard because it's so hard, mate, because I can't, ultimately what I need to say to him, and I can't bring myself to say it, is all this value, and yet you piss people off all the time.
I think he needs to work with Alex again, and I think there's a bit of animosity that's come between him and Alex.
But he brought something up today, like, for example, he went, oh, and I hear Alex is getting paid more than me.
Yeah, I think that has rubbed.
Hang on, and I said, well, that's not the truth. That's not the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the way I've structured Alex's pay, I don't know if you, I'm thinking maybe you've seen the whole thing, I don't know. But I said to Alex, Alex asked for $4,000 a month, yeah?
Yeah.
And I said, I can't do that, mate, because I can't have you earning more than Stuart, because mm-hmm. politically, and here is exactly case in point. It's supposed to be private,
mm-hmm.
but things get out, yeah? So the structure I made with Alex was, you know, he got a signing bonus, yeah?
Yeah.
Gets his expenses paid, but his actual consultancy fee is $3,000. Exactly
yeah.
the same. Yeah. And I said to Alex, I can't, and when I'm having this conversation with Alex, and, you know, this is shit that people don't see, and I'm sharing it with you like I used to share it with you, but please fucking dick nodge. Please keep these conversations yourself, because it doesn't do anybody any good. If I share things with you in council to, like, chew the cud at, you know, 11 o'clock at night, which helps me digest it and think it through, and then you go and fucking talk to Linton or somebody about it in the office, all it does is fucking cause friction, mate. So please, when I speak to you, please can it just be between me and you again? Because it's really...
Okay.
Please, I'm not begging you, you fucking bitch, but I'm fucking... Like, I'm doing it with good intent, and I'm going to come on to something else in a minute, just to share with you. But again, if you go and share what I told you about, it could easily be construed third party as, why is George undermining? Why is it blah, blah? But it'll make sense in a minute. But the thing with Stuart is, you know, it was a really good conversation, really positive, moving forward. I think we talked about stuff. We said, let's have a personal chat, and then we said, let's have a professional chat.
Yeah.
First time I was talking to Heather for ages, I was like, really, really hope she's okay, and so on. You know, it's like that case in point. So what I was saying is, case in point with Alex. Alex is like, I need four grand a month. So, and basically, Alex, in that conversation, Alex Piper said to me, he said, basically, what I've done is I've gone and spoken to a bunch of colleagues, looked online, worked out what I think I've worth, and then I've halved it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I've said, okay, how about this? So he's like, mm-hmm. you know, somebody going and working for a bank or a company, blah, gets 84 grand. Well, that's great, mate, but, you know, you couldn't get a job for 2 years, Alex, to be fair. But,
mm-hmm.
you know...
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that to him either, you know, but you know, it's like, so then I'm like, look, mate, I want Alex to be motivated, and I think we're already seeing the fruits of that, yeah? And
yeah.
Almost probably the only point I can remember that was critical was, I can't pay you more per month than Stuart, mate, because if it does come out,
mm-hmm.
well, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Like, politically, and he raised it today, and I was hand on heart able to say to him, not the case, he gets paid the same as you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he does get expenses, or he gets to stay at mine, or whatever, but I did say to him, you know, I can't, you have to be paid maximum the same as Stuart. Because if it comes out, and case in point, Alex has been there, what, 2 weeks, a month? Not even a month, mate. It's straight out the fucking pot. How does he even know what Alex is getting paid? I've no
mm-hmm.
idea. Yeah, and this is why I say to you, like, literally, don't say anything to people. Because it's not because I'm trying to fucking have one-on-one conversations. It's just because these are private matters. Like, people shouldn't know what people are getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we should know as senior people, but other people shouldn't know. Like, why would Stuart really? Like, how the fuck has Stuart got any idea what Alex is getting paid? Have you said something?
No, I mean, I didn't think I got the documents anyway until fairly recently. You know, I heard that Alex coming back. I heard something about, you know, his remuneration, but I never knew anything in terms of exact figures. I think you did send me the documents, actually, in the end, last week.
I had to bring Alex back, don't you think?
Yeah, Alex needed to come back.
And at this time, we fucking needed that positivity in the room. As in terms of, not everyone's leaving, actually, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Both in terms of that message, but also in terms of we actually needed somebody that's got some integrity. And you know, to train somebody else up, a new person up, to learn what Alex knows, particularly like IPC, all that shit, yeah?
Yeah. Alex, I think, will bring more value than Laura, put it that way. I think...
I think you know my position on Laura.
I think that where it becomes harder to quantify, and I think particularly more so in your case, is Laura gets on with people. So while she might not be super valuable because she's not aligned with the company from a business point of view, her leaving has a detrimental effect in terms of, you know, like Evie, for instance. That's been the knock-on effect.
And to be honest with you, I know you're upset, but I am upset about that, by the way.
Yeah, and I think Evie is a bit of a frustration because he would have been useful if we go down the Bulgaria route, and I thought that was
Is there no way to keep him?
I think in a way it's better to just let him go,
and I completely and utterly understand that, mate, because I feel the same about Laura, for example.
Well, I think the trouble is, if you hold him back, you're holding someone back against their will, in a way, by trying to say, you know, whatever.
I'm glad Sam went.
So it's better.
I'm not glad Sam went. I wanted Sam to stay. Sorry, yeah. That came across wrong. I'm not glad Sam went, but in the end, I think we would have had to do too much.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying. To be able to justify it, et cetera, then you've done everything you went through the right process to try and retain him, and therefore he's gone off on his own accord for his own reasons. And I think the same with Evie, in a way. Evie needs to be handheld quite a bit compared to say, Archie. I think Evie is a lot more professional, but he does need to have his hand held, and therefore, with all the legals and shit going on, I think I just dilute.
I don't think, honestly, as much as everyone says Laura's been great, she works hard, I don't think she's been, and you know, I think we've had our own issues, but I don't think she's been a particular advocate to help us in that regard.
I think
she wants a blue-chip company.
Yeah, personal sort of history has got in the way, I think, occasionally.
Are you talking about me?
Well,
no, I'm genuinely.
Yeah, Laura seems
this
to.
I'm genuinely, mate. This is no axe to grind at all, right? But seriously, she said, I want to come to London. I gave her a job and a place to live. She worked with me for a year. She's on 18 grand, yeah? We did bits and pieces for my little micro ventures. And then, you know, she said she wanted a pay rise. I offered her 36 grand. She stormed out, took all her shit, and it was probably the biggest reason that I can think of is I took too long. This is what I do. I take too long with stuff, and I've said to you that's the failing of mine. But I don't know what it is. I mean, Mehl said a comment to me about 2 months ago or a month ago. He went, well, I don't know, mate, it's something to do with women and living with you. but I genuinely fucking get it. And then she comes back and she's like, I want to get a job, blah, blah, blah. And I'm proposing her. Like, I'm giving her the job. I'm saying, come on, Laura's great. She's a good worker. And yet somehow, so I'm saying all these positive things, giving her jobs, giving her a place to live, and somehow I'm a cunt in her, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You agree, don't you?
Yeah, look,
this is nothing professional. I just genuinely, but then I don't get the Nikki thing. I've just paid Nikki 3 times, she asked for £1,200, we just paid her 7.5 grand, or whatever it was, or 7 grand, yeah? she still fucking hates me. I mean, I just...
Well, that must obviously have a point.
But what is the point? Why, though, mate?
And
honestly, it's not just like... It's like Laura's a friend, she's not even a girlfriend. But it's like, I just don't understand why. Like, you know, Nikki's left, Laura Milligan, my ex before her, left.
Yeah.
And Laura Bennett is leaving the company. And yet, you know, they... It's not just like they leave and go, oh, okay, thanks, but I really appreciate what you did and gave me a job and, you know, I do think warmly of you. They literally leave, and it's always women, and they leave and they're like, they literally fucking hate me. Like, they fucking vehemently, I don't know about Laura Bennett particularly, but, you know, girls do leave and they vehemently hate me. And yet, you know, 12 months before, they're like, I think we'll get married. I must be the dumbest fuck, mate, in the world because I just don't understand it. I'm literally at a complete loss. I'm like, how am I a cunt? Nikki, you brought a guy home to my house. I forgave you. We stayed together. You then were earning fuck all. I gave you a job, significantly more money, thinking that we could take over the world and work together. That failed. In hindsight, naive, Busfield, cool, idiot, dickhead, George. But I then, even when we broke up, I still gave you a job. I didn't try, I was still trying to do the right thing. You continued to speak to me like a piece of fucking shit on the ground. And at the end of the day, 20 times later, that just became too much. So I had to let you go. And when I let you go, you asked for 1,200, I gave you 7,500. And you still fucking hate me. What the fuck, mate? I'm honest, genuine. I'm literally, Jace, I'm literally asking you, mate, what is it? Honestly, you must have an opinion. Nothing to do with work. Mate, you fucking live there. Like, what the fuck?
I think
Nikki would turn around and send me a message and go, thank you for doing the right thing with money. Yeah? No. That's not what she does. What she does is blocks me on another 3 fucking platforms.
Like I said, I've seen it all
before.
She's
not even in my fucking league, mate. She's quite fat. I just don't get it. Like, honestly, Chase, honestly, what the fuck am I doing? What's wrong?
Yeah, I think Mahal...
I don't know. You do. You have an opinion. What is it? Tell me.
Mahal,
I think Mahal has a point.
Mahal has a point. I've seen it all before with people who work and live together and then have relationships as well. It just all blows up.
I didn't have a relationship with Laura Bennett.
No, but even so, just working and living with people.
We did make out.
Well, make out or not, just living and working with people.
I think she loves me. The only way in my arrogant brain that I can just basically do this work is thin line between love and hate. So basically, they all hate me because they couldn't. You know, they're like, I can change him, and they couldn't.
It's a very sadistic concept of love, you
know. I'm not even going to get to see her boobies. And then the other day, I had some bird in Staffordshire I was chatting to about going on a date, right? And then I went on Facebook, and then it was like, there was a big picture of Laura Bennett with this girl, and their cousins. And I was like, she's not going to come on a date anymore. I just, honestly, I literally am at a loss on that front.
Mm-hmm.
I literally have fucking helped Laura so much, Laura Bennett so much. And I fucking helped Laura fucking, what was my ex called? Nikki. I helped her so much, like, all legal. Like, after we'd broken up, I spent about 4 hours on the phone going through, yeah, what she needs to do for company's house, you know, what she needs to do, lodge this, or blah, 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 blah. 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Finished the conversation. She didn't say thank you. And then in a conversation the next couple of days or whatever, I was like, you know, you could have just said thanks, you know, for the conversation. She went, thanks for what? I'm talking to me. I was like, yeah. But we're broken up. I didn't need to give you that time, and I did. And she's like, oh, well. Oh, God. Well, imagine how many fucking thanks you owe me. I was just like, oh, my fucking God. Jason, you're not even saying anything. Help me, help me, help me. But nothing to do with work.
I'm not here for relationship counseling.
Yes, you are here for relationship counseling. That's what you were there for originally. That was part of the reason why I liked you mostly.
Okay, do you want some advice? Take a page out of Evie's book.
Take a page out of Evie's book.
Go gay. Or go to Thailand.
I have not had sex for the longest period, I think, since I was a fucking child. Like, I think I must be, save the first 0 to 14 years, yeah? This must be the longest period. except for the occasional hooker, but you can't count hookers.
Well, there we go. Like I say,
anyway, why the fuck has Laura Bennett, why the fuck does she have any resemblance to me? I gave her a fucking job, gave her a home, and I gave her a second job after she got medical. I've only ever tried to be kind to her. Like, honestly, like, I get even the job she had, you know, she was with us for 4 days. The fifth day, she was working for a period property store, so I gave her that fucking job as well by ringing Adam and Mark saying, can you do Laura job?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
like,
no, Jason, don't laugh, mate. What? Why?
I don't know, honestly, I'm not Laura.
You must have an idea, have some. Just take a stab. Give me your best guess about why Laura has any resentment towards you.
You clearly don't appreciate her boobs enough.
What more can you comment
on Facebook?
Oh, fuck it, I don't fucking know. It's mental. Anyway, whatever, fuck them all. I'm happy, I'll go gay. Evie, can you give me Evie's number? I'll probably get it to
try your luck on him.
Yeah, fucking virgin bum. Anyway. The thing is, I actually genuinely am out of control. Like, I can understand, for example, why you or Liz might be all within the list. I can see the angle. I might not agree with it, but I can see the angle. But with, like, these fucking chicks, mate, I literally... Also, maybe if I call them chicks, it's part of the reason... I guess. I think it's, do you know that it's always been with the kind of very feminist type people or people.
You
like,
always seem to get. You always seem to go for the feminists, to be honest.
No,
that's wonder
not
why.
It's just. It's, I don't. That's not true. It's just that I've been with a lot of girls, and therefore there's a lot of feminists. A percentage of that.
Well, yeah, maybe.
It's true, like. But also, I think, like, I do go for girls, and I have chatted to mostly about this, I think I do go for girls, but I think I can save.
How many have you saved to date?
Well, I've got one restraining order, and I've saved none. Do you know what? I'll tell you a fucking story now. Like, first girl I went out with, 16 to 21, loved it a bit, went through a period, like, I was... insanely unfaithful to her, but you know, you're in your teens. Anyway, got fucked up on drugs at 19. She saved my life, like being an amazing friend to me. Went away, third year at uni. I started getting better. I'm very ashamed of this. Was a bit of a dog, and she had a right to hate me for that. Okay, for example. So I understand why she hit. We broke up. Anyway, I was heartbroken. She went out with some fucking England rugby playing model. Guy called Tim Barlett, who I googled about a year ago, and he's now at MBA or CBE or something, but probably now got cancer. Just saying, hopefully. anyway, so, not really a joke, thanks God. Please don't give me cancer at all. Anyway, so you know, and anyway, so I heard they broke up, right? So we'd gone out for 5 years. I was about 21. They went out for about 6 years, so I was about 27, 28, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, still sort of in touch with the family, blah, blah. Turned up, I knew she was at home, so I was like, I'll just pop round, just casual. Whole new outfit, Porsche, clean, polished roof down, spray tan. Anyway, so, well, hi, I didn't know you'd be home. Completely did. Anyway, she had horses, and she had fucking horses, all the fucking horses, these maniacs. Anyway, so, anyway, go out. She's like, I've got to go and talk to the horse. I go out with her, chat and chat. I'm like, anyway, look, oh, it's really lovely to see you. Anyway, look, if we're in London, we should definitely catch up, maybe grab a coffee. She literally went, why? I went, well, you know,
spent 5 years together, you know. Hope you're doing all right, you know, life. Spent, but I hate you.
Okay, cool. That's quite blunt.
No, I'm not even joking, mate. These were the exact words. But I hate you, George. And I went, she's mucking the horse out, right? And I'm like, standing there in my, pretending to be casual, but preen to the fucking nine.
Okay.
It's been 9 years, Vic. Let it go. And then she went, George, I had to go and see a psychiatrist, psychologist, after we broke up. You literally just, anyway, never mind. I was like, okay, yeah, no, that's not ideal, but, you know, I was young. But it's the same still. I don't get it. It's fucking mad. But that was 9 years later. I mean, like, women scorned, mate. They're not cool, are they?
Oh.
No, but I know, but I, anyway, it is what it is. And you know what? Best of luck to Laura. I'm sure she'll be great at teaching and, you know, to be honest, she'll probably do that the rest of her life and she'd nothing more. I mean, that's probably what... I mean, I don't mean that nasty. It's a great job she's doing, you know, and we should be, and I think a teaching job is a good job for a woman. So, it's great.
Fair enough.
Please don't share your bullshit recording conversations with Laura. Laura Bennett, just so you know, please, you're just going to edit this out. I think you're actually lovely and quite fit, and I'd like to play with your boobs, but that bit will be edited. Anyway, let's talk about other stuff. So basically, good chat with Stuart. Not a lot. I need to talk to you about TTN and TFX and mortgages. I have no idea what an SA 302 is. Can you tell me what you're trying to say? Because you're making this very easy for me. Like, you're literally flipping all over the fucking place. You're like, oh, no, Bulgaria. Oh, can you get... So, what about this? Send me some pictures.
So, look, I'm going to be pretty clear on this. I think...
Pretty what?
Look, my stance is fairly...
No, hang on, what did you say? You think you're going to be pretty fair?
No,
you just said something. What did you say? I'm going to be pretty...
Clear on it, okay.
Oh, well, I'll first time for everything.
So... rather than, because I'm not too sold on the Cheshire thing, as you gather, but obviously, at the same time, obviously, send photos and stuff, because maybe something will convince me, you know, and I want to keep an open mind. I don't want to say, well, let's rule it out.
Oh, no, you sound,
I don't want to rule it out completely, is what I'm saying, but it hasn't, resonate.
Don't care, Jason. I don't care, by the way. You don't need to justify it to me. All I'm trying to do is help.
Okay.
If there's a benefit for business and so on, wicked, great advantage, whatever, then we can all share that, including you, that's fine. But I'm not trying to tell you what to do, mate. You do what you want.
So, for me, I kind of... The Panko route seems to work better, but
Why do you have to keep saying, look? I'm on the phone to you. I don't need to look. Looking to listen. I'm already...
Yeah, yeah. So, my biggest short-term concern...
Did you not like the one I sent you?
Pardon?
Did you not like the shack?
The free child...
Oh, that's a bit rude. That's a bit rude, but, you know, Adam and I spent at least... No,
so...
But imagine if I threw a kid in.
Depends what the kids are going to do.
Does the kid need to be alive or just warm?
That's getting bad.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. So,
I think there's a business alignment and there's a personal alignment with the Bulgaria routes, whereas I don't see a personal alignment with the Stoke-Cheshire routes.
I don't think there's any business alignment for the Cheshire route, but the personal alignment on the Cheshire route is that I can manufacture a situation to make sure that to make sure that the mortgage situation is an issue. Because if you imagine, say a flat's worth 80 grand or 100 grand. If I can make that flat 80 grand, and I'm not quite sure I'm saying the right thing, but something like this, give you the 20 grand or the 20 grand deposit gets given to you in cash and therefore you've got the deposit, therefore you can get the best interest rates for a mortgage, therefore you can now own it and therefore... So say, for example, hi, I'm Jason, I need a mortgage.
Yeah.
You can get shit rates because you've got no history and you're a contractor. Okay?
Yeah.
If I can But you can get awesome rates if you put 40% down. Yeah?
Yeah.
So I say, okay, fine. And you go, okay, fine, I'll put 40% down. How much is the flat? 100 grand. Fine. How much is the business going to pay? Blah, blah, can all be worked out in due course. You haven't got 40 grand. 40 grand gets given to you.
Yeah.
And therefore, now you get the best rates on the mortgage and the ability to get the mortgage. And the amount that needs to stay in the property is already done. Well, basically, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah. So my concern here is fairly sort of simple. I think I've kind of...
You're fairly simple.
Indeed, totally that. basically, if I was on pay as you earn or whatever, if I'd just gone down the normal route, I'd be able to get a mortgage fairly easily because in terms of credit history, my credit file is pretty clean. I've never defaulted on...
You should probably check it tomorrow because you're normally
I checked my credit file on both, two of the three major providers.
Just check it tomorrow.
I've checked my credit file.
Mm-hmm.
I do watch it. In fact, I've kept...
What's the best score you can get?
It's not great, but I know...
8.95, isn't it?
It's something like Experian or Equifax, but...
Just to let you know, my credit score at Equifax is 8.95.
So,
that's like
mine's not great, but I know the reason why it's not great.
No, hang on, before you go back to you, mate, do you hear what I said about my credit score?
Yeah.
Like it's the best you can possibly get.
Well, are you buying the property for me? In which case,
no. If needs be.
I know my credit score isn't great because I flip on and off the electoral roll, and I've got two credit files because I seem to exist as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde to the bank.
But that's probably a cool thing.
Well, it's a good thing, yes, because I can default on one credit file.
So for example, I've just got filed with a corporation tax fine for GCV.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure will surprise you. it's £100, and yet they are only asking for last year's accounts, which is 1 month.
Yeah.
And I haven't had anything else. Now, the problem is that it's registered at Drysdale Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the post at Drysdale Street is literally like a pigeon.
Yeah.
So it's possible I've been fined £400 million for not submitting the prior year.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hope I'm in your situation where I've kind of got like a bit of an anomaly on the system.
So
anyway, you've got a good credit thing. You would have, if you worked for Boots, have a nice PAYE. Why don't you talk to Laura, by the way? She'll probably help with something like that.
My problem with applying for a mortgage is because my employment history is shaky, and this is why I wanted to go on POIE obviously 2 years ago and did go on it for a bit, and then I went off it on the basis in the interest of the company. This is why I kind of feel
I'm going to hang up if you keep pitching it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I know all the shit you've done for the company.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't need to reiterate it. I'm not going to help you regardless. I'm not going to help you if you've done nothing or anything for the company. So let's just assume you've done loads for the company, but I'm a cunt and I won't help you. Okay?
Okay. It wouldn't be surprising.
The reality is, mate, listen. So I'll just preempt what you're about to say because I've read your messages. Bottom line is, I don't think you should go on PAYE. I have no real reason for that. It's just a gut feel. The reason for the gut feel is because maybe something around IP, maybe something about risk, maybe something about whatever. The bottom line is, if you go on POI for 3 months, it's going to help you X, right? Fine. If that is needed, then yes, we can do it. So it's not a no, definitely not, mate. I'm not going to fucking get into a massive fight with you about it. I'm trying to help you. But I think there's a way to say, the better way to solutionize it, and I have not had a chance to think this through, but is let's not take away... At the moment, you're a contractor, and we somehow, in my head, instinct, and I don't have any justified reason, by the way, like I can't explain it really to you more than that,
You
being a contractor just might help you and might help us. Why take away that situation and make PAYE and put you on the radar and all this shit when, in reality, if you can get either you buy something out or either something is bought outright for you or with the company or whatever, Banske or wherever, or you get a mortgage in Newcastle or Cheshire or whatever, and the differential between being a consultant, or I just got a new job and now I'm PAYE on $100,000 a year, versus I've got 3 months of history or even like, just to give us a month to think, And you do jump about a bit, Jace. Like, you're like, look at this, look at that. Maybe this is the best thing. All I'm saying is, in my heart, is we can compensate for that differential by increased deposit, increased capital, increased whatever. So, for example, if you do Bansko, and you've sent a picture of something. I mean, you were talking about over $20,000 a year earnings. And shit, so, I don't know. Have you been taking a lot of LSD today? No, but like in all seriousness, mate, you're talking about something like Bansko. I mean, the reality is either I or the company or one of the companies would probably just buy that and lend you the money. Obviously, I can't speak for other people, but pretty sure that's the route that would be taken. And therefore, I mean, even if like the company said, look, we'll buy it for you, you own it, you pay a mortgage, go out there, find out what an equivalent mortgage is, and we'll match it. I mean, that's fair, and also we'll give you this much. I haven't done the numbers, mate, but we'll give you the whole thing, or we'll give you half the thing, or we'll give you, I mean, personally, if it's up to me, 1% of the thing. But, you see what I mean? I don't think jumping into, I need PAYE, because let's first find out what you want to do, and if you need to go on PAYE, you can, and you can, you can always do it from a point of view of, I've just got a new job, it's this. And, I fucking do that, whatever. I get Albie to get you a fucking reference and say, you've signed it's a 12-month minimum contract, you can't be sacked unless you're a fucking northern fucking pussy-eating fucking Bermuda-wearing cunt. That's you, fuck. do you know what I mean? So we can do all of that, but let's not jump into it. But ultimately, what do you want? I said to you earlier, and I know you're obviously trying to work this through, and I did say to you also, when I was chatting to Mum over dinner about it, I was like, well, Jason doesn't want anything different than what I want. He doesn't have you, Mum, and he doesn't have OC, and he wants security and independence.
Yeah. So,
So, but where that is or what that is, you've got to decide what you want, mate, and I'll help you do it.
Yeah, so I've kind of got two main angles. The Bulgaria route obviously works for me and it works for the company. Okay, so it almost for me feels like a no-brainer.
It works for the company. We might not, you might not use it or whatever, but potentially yes. I mean, and I do agree with you, by the way. On that front, heavy leaving is a bit of a, because it did why don't we just recruit another ball?
Yeah, this is the thing. It's not the end of the world, particularly if I'm out there. I can probably find someone that speaks English that we can hire or whatever. So,
I don't know. You want what you want, but I mean, I personally, if I was buying a board, I want somewhere where there's going to be a few English people.
I'm kind of keen on banks though, because I kind of want somewhere that. I kind of like I don't want to be near the beach. I've lived in Bournemouth for years, so I was next to the beach. I have enough holidays where I'm sat on the beach. I just, it doesn't bother me too much being in a beach resort. In fact, I hate it because I just hate it's full of old people.
And if you want to buy a Bansko, buy a Bansko. I'm not going to change your mind. I lean towards Burgas, and part of that is because there's a massive community of IT people over there, and particularly probably lots of dodgy ones that would help us.
Yeah.
But, as I said to you, it's up to you, mate. I will probably buy something in Burgas regardless, whether it's through the company or myself, because I've got people that can look after. And that's good for me. And also, I like the idea that I can fly, get on a plane, 3 hours, boom. 10 minutes off the plane, I'm in my apartment.
Yeah.
But then isn't abusive, maybe if I do that, and you get a place in Bansko, well, heaven forbid we might be friends again, you know, do you want to go to the beach? There you go, mate. And you'll go, cool, do you want to go skiing? Boom.
I kind of like the idea of being in a ski resort. I kind of like the idea that actually it's quite pleasant climate-wise in the summer. It's not boiling hot. There's outdoor activities.
The mountains, and I will completely...
well, you lived in Andorra, so you know what it's like.
Fucking amazing, dude. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Mate, in the summer, like, people, Bansko skiing, whatever. It's not just that, mate. In the summer, the mountains are the most beautiful, amazing. Like, the air is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the walks and the fucking peace and the... There's nothing like it, mate. There's nothing like it. It's amazing. Even more so than the ski season, because you kind of haven't got people trudging around everywhere with fucking...
Yeah. It's quiet.
It's got this beautiful fucking landscape. It's amazing. My nan left a small trust to my mum and my aunt, and my aunt gave it to her children. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My mum gave it to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I shit you not. anyway, no, I didn't need the money basically. So I was like, look, even my sister was building houses, and she was like, you know, you need it, you have it. Ultimately it belongs to mum, but so basically they get the kids, and anyway, Andrew is a builder, so he basically put my kitchen in, blah blah, he made loads of money, lost loads of money, pretty typical of my family really, made loads of money, lost loads of money, blah blah. Anyway, he had about 60 grand or something from this trust, right? And or what his mum gave him, or whatever, I don't know the exact numbers, but he went out and he bought like literally a tiny studio in a place called Saint-Gervais.
Yeah.
And it's like a little village about, well, I don't know the exact amount, but say 10 kilometres from, or 5 kilometres from Chamonix.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was married, living with his wife, they had dogs, blah, blah, he got kids from previous marriage, all this kind of thing. They didn't have kids together. Got married, had this place in Herefordshire. Actually, the reason that I got in touch with Rob, the SAS guy.
Yeah,
because my cousin used to be in the Paris, and basically he went over there, and they were like, have a studio, and they were going to use it to like go out for weekends, have amazing holidays, and he's never come back.
Mm-hmm.
He's never come back. Like, and their marriage is on the rocks. Yeah, because he's just like, I just fucking love it, and you just look at him on Facebook, he's like climbing mountains and. Anyway, he's got a few jobs out there doing work, and he just loves it, mate. He's just like, and you know what? And the reason they moved to Herefordshire, they used to live in Kent, in London, blah blah. He got to about my age, and him and in whoever he was with, he's had like, I don't know, he's had like three wives or something, whatever. Anyway, they moved to Herefordshire, middle of the countryside, big like 7-acre farm, trying to embrace this whole living in the country stuff, and they fucking loved it, but then this mountain step was like another step for him. It's like, fuck me, Hereford's nice, oh my fucking god, this is amazing. And he's like what, how old is he? He's like, fuck, he's old, man, he's like 50 something, I don't know, whatever, but he's like in amazing shape. He fucking walks the mountains all the fucking time, you know, he goes to this little fucking village pub or whatever in Saint-Gervais. And he's never come back, blah, blah. And the reason he moved to Herefordshire was because he was like, I've got to get out of the London scene. I've got to stop doing coke, blah, blah, blah. He was like, totally stopped doing coke, started getting it. And that's why he did the army thing, totally into the hiking, all that crap. But he was too old to join the army. Like he went in via kind of did TA for a couple of years and then got into the full army for a year or two or something. I can't remember. And then basically he got this place. And my mum was, that's where my mum's just been all day. She went like, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was just chatting with my aunt's got like a massive nervous disposition, so I was like, did you enjoy it? And she's like, yeah, but you know, like Penny is hard work, like, and I was just chatting to her, but I was like, but mum, the fucking mountains, right? And she's like, yeah, it's amazing. you know, it's just that air and that. It's just, it's nothing. Well, I mean, I don't know how much time you spent up there, but hey, it's fucking amazing. It's amazing in the summer. And you know, I've got another friend of mine who lives in Courmayeur, which is the other side of Mont Blanc from Chamonix.
Yeah.
And he was head boy at school, straight A student, awesome sportsman, went to work in the city. I don't know if I told you about him before. He was good friends with Ranvier. Well, that's not true. Ranvier thought they were good friends. Then they stopped being good friends and he didn't get invited to his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he never came back. He just stayed out there in Cornwall and he's fucking, he's now head of Warner Holidays. You know Mark Warner Holidays?
I don't fucking,
and I probably got that wrong anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway, some big fucking ski company or holiday company in the Alps. He was always good, he'll always do well wherever he is. But he never come back and he, you know, and I was like, mate, like he'd be earning like $1 million a year now, like if he wanted to be. He's like, and yet I look at him and pictures of him, he looks so healthy, mate. Like he's on mountaintops walking his dog and it's just fucking, yeah, so I, mate, I'm basically, I think I've just talked myself into the mountain. Like, well, it's been on my mind, to be honest with you, and I'm like, because it is amazing, mate, in the summer, it's amazing.
Yeah, and it's away from the hassle and the hustle of being on the beach resort. I, like I said, I've lived in Bournemouth.
Okay, so basically, we're both going to Bansko now. No burgers option.
Burgers is a hard sell for me, to be honest.
I'm not selling you shit, mate. Honestly.
So, no, Bulgaria week seems plausible. The other kind of thing is if you know, I as I said. If I've been underpaid for a couple of years, it kind of...
Which you haven't.
Well, put it another way. I was on 50K when I was in...
15K. Well, there you go. So now you're
going to 9,000. No, I don't... I was on 30K 3 days a week, wasn't I? When
13K. Okay, so a bit less, but okay.
So... use that as a ballpark, and I think that's actually quite...
Compelling. No, I do. So basically, the company will pay $1,000 for you. That means you've got to put $41,000 in yourself. We won't loan you anything. How's that? I mean, that's kind, right? That's basically, effectively, this can be the beginning of the company helps people buy houses scheme.
So, no, I'm just thinking, okay, no, there isn't the money in the bank necessarily at the moment or whatever, but...
Mate, the money in the bank, right, so firstly, the money in the bank never represents the position of the company. I have to do reconciliation, whatever, there's going to probably be some money put back in, or if a company owes me money, it's going to be paid back out. I'm going to do it transparently, I'll do it fairly, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Company can make money, and we're on the verge of making it right and doing a business operating model and budget and so on, okay? So, it doesn't matter, don't look at...
Okay. I know that 100 and whatever K has gone out.
111,000 pounds went out for antique.
Yeah, and it will probably come back in at some point or whatever, or some of it will come back in or whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm just lying. I've just written a cheque for £10.50.
So, the bank's over seems a clear one, and if I go on the difference of what I should be paid and what I have been paid.
You fucking shut up about your fucking salary, mate, and the numbers. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you think should have been paid. Blah, 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 blah. We'll work
it out.
Yeah,
I think it can work out. And basically, if you
do the Bulgaria option as well, it probably does, I don't know, but it probably does provide us with an option to provide tax benefit to the company, which then creates... you know, a more wanton, generous giving and an easier sell for me to other people.
So, yeah, I think there's a lot more going on.
Oh, but it's a Jason, I'm not allowed to make decisions on my own anymore, so I have to sell this shit to other people, you understand that?
Yeah. So, the tax benefits are better
for... I hope that fucks you in the ass. What?
The tax benefits are better for me, they're better for the company, aren't they? If it's 10%.
Okay, simple. So, I'll send you the pictures of... I don't even fucking... Whatever they are, yes, I think there's benefit. I haven't done the numbers, but yes, I think so.
Well, I know so. Yeah, and the reality of it is...
Holy shit, I've just missed it. Let's get married. I'm not even shitting you. Why don't we get married? No, that doesn't work because you know, because you won't have immediate residency. I've got to get a meet. I thought I'd fucking nailed it with this girl I used to see. Well, firstly, she said, you're a bit old to me, which I thought was a bit insulting. And the second thing was, and that was a week ago, so now probably definitely. But the other thing was, she's Albanian, and Albanian isn't in the EU, is it? No, but she's lovely. Like, she's really bright and hot.
Yeah.
She's got a fucking kid, though, so the kid would have to probably meet with an accident.
Die.
No, but imagine, we could take the kid to... It's another reason for Bansko.
You could sell the child with the house.
Well, no, the kid comes... I'm like, come on, we'll all go to Bansko. Let's all go walking in the mountain. Oh no, look at the massive crevice. Oh, gosh, little kid. Oh. Nah! Okay.
So
I actually like the idea. That's what wrong. Okay, so I'll send you the shit to do with Cheshire, just out as a matter of interest, just in case.
Yeah.
But Bansko is your current. Are you going to change your mind every day? Because I don't want to spend time.
No. I've been fairly consistent with Bansko. I've always.
Well, you haven't, because earlier today you went, I need a base in the UK. And now you're saying,
keen,
I basically want to own something in
Bansko. I'm keen to have a place in the UK, but I don't feel the need that. I can do that off my own back for the most part.
No, you can't.
What I'm saying is...
Especially on 13 grand.
Was it 13? 13 or 9? You know what I fucking said earlier. Look, I should have been... I kind of feel that if I was paid 50k for 2 years, you know, and I've been paid 25, there's 50, as I said to earlier, there's 50k. I'm not saying it's due to me, but, you know, there is...
Well, it's not.
If you...
Just to be very clear on the recording conversation, by the company, there's no liability or accepted liability. The company reserves all rights, and this conversation.
No. What I'm saying is that there's 50k that I would have earned if I'd been earning a proper salary.
Also, Jason stole money criminally from the company without authorization approval, according to the correct procedural rules. Just saying, in case this ends up in court.
So if I was earning 50k, okay, and that was 20% of that was taxed, you know, that leaves 40k, which I believe is a decent budget.
Everyone at 50k gets taxed 20%.
Well, it would be 20% if I, you know.
You just said you wanted to go on PAYE, so you can't have it both ways. Shut the fuck up. I get the numbers. I understand what you're
saying. You know what I'm working at.
Yes, I do.
It would have been about...
Let me have my fun, otherwise life is not worth it.
Yeah, okay. So to get something 30-40k, for the most part, you know, what I'm...
Basically what you're saying, and I absolutely do not agree with this, it's not my... I'm not agreeing to anything, right?
No.
But what it sounds like you're saying is, can I please have something outright because I've been underpaid for this?
Yeah. It would be good to try and do that and just clear that. And that to me seems better than being in Cheshire, where I'm not too sure in the area.
Then I will tie you in. You understand that?
No, I guess you probably want
to
tie.
Like,
me
you're not
in
allowed to take this deal and then go and work with Alice at fucking Boots. But you understand that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ever. But the good news is I'll probably have a heart attack within the next couple of years, so won't stand for shit. Look, mate,
I would like really
shit for me, or I want to help you, mate.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Let me have a look at it.
I'll try and help you.
I can't tell you any more than that.
If it's not bought out...
Oh, but also, you have fucked yourself, because now I have to go to a committee. And before the committee, I'm going to ring everyone and say, don't agree to what I mentioned.
Yeah, I know what you're like.
Yeah, I know you do.
If it be the case that I know you don't want to go down the outright route or whatever, and fair enough.
I'm not saying I will or won't do anything, mate. I'm just saying you're giving me all this information.
Yeah.
I've been very, very upset in the last, and I am still upset with how Liz is being. I fucking literally want to do the right thing, mate. I fucking don't know how to say it any other fucking way. We just had the same conversation with Stuart. Stuart's like, well, what about this money? What about that money? What about this? I said, Stuart, all I can tell you is, I'll do what I think is fair, mate. That's obviously like going to be my fucking guideline. I think the points you're making are valid. So on a serious note, because I know I'm making jokes, on a serious note, I understand the points you're making. I think they have weight and validity. There are lots of things to consider.
Yeah.
I stand by what I've always fucking said, which is give all the money to me. See, I can't even do it, can I? I can't even get to it. I stand by what I've said. I have not done this on my own. People should be rewarded for their loyalty. I want us all to do well out of this. And I want us to do it as a fucking team. And that's what's really broken my heart, mate, in the last few months, is that we've nearly lost that. Jace.
Yeah. And
if you fight me and try and force me to do shit, I will do far less. And it's just the way I'm made. It's not a threat, mate. I just know how I am made. Evo, you talk about like security and resident. I'd love to fucking spend the money and open up a big fucking beautiful kitchen, going out back out onto the lounge, big island lounge, big TV, blah blah. That's what everyone on my road has done. I've seen them happen. All next door, doing then next door. I'm like, what are you doing? Fucking hell. On my life, I will never ever do anything to do such, either, because when Eva moved in, I gave him my word. That was his home, and he could stay there for as long as he wants. And the reality is, I can actually see in due course, if they stay in this country, they'll probably move upstairs. I'll give them upstairs, and I'll take the flat, or I'll just keep a bedroom upstairs, or if I'm out of London, I don't know how it'll work out, but I will never, ever renege on it, mate, because it gives me so much more joy to help him. And look what he does for me. I fucking, recently, can you clear 1080 again? Because Stuart's complaining about not having air spit. They ring him at 7 o'clock at night, The next morning at 7:30 is there, clearing the fucking office. It's nothing to do with money, mate. All of this shit that's happened, it's just friendship that I probably don't fucking deserve. and I am entirely fucking humbled by it, And like Evo was going on to me recently, like, what about work? But I said, look, mate, I haven't got time. Because remember, before all this shit happened, right? And this is a case, it's quite interesting. So basically, before this shit happened, I was like working with Evo. I didn't really make any money out of it, to be honest with you. But I was like helping him do adverts and get work and all this shit. And now he got to a point where he's doing really well, like loads of people giving him work. He's like, George, I don't think I really need to give you your percentage anymore. Because I used to get like 20% or something, off any sale. The 20% was the agreed amount, but in reality it was whatever the job was to get the job. But he's like, blah, blah, and he's like, I don't really, you just do the invoices, and also like when you do the invoices and the quotes and shit, like it takes me about 10 years to get it off you. I'm like, mate, this is because I'm busy with rat and stuff. And this would just be so funny. It'd be like, in the middle of the day, I'd be like doing this whole £3 million fucking court case at the High Court with Ran and everything. And then I'd be doing a quote in the evening with Evo for like £700 to paint a room. And I fucking loved it. I was like, Anyway, so I did all that. Oh, by the way, I owe the company back for Evo's laptop, just to remind you. And all this thing. He's like, I don't think I really need you. And I'm like, a bit like how you fucking cunt are. I'm a bit like, okay, mate. But he was joking. Like, he'll always, but I didn't fucking care. Yeah. But it was such a little amount of money relatively to me that it was easy to be flippant about it. Not flippant about it, but not really care. But ultimately, then obviously now, because I've been up here and I've been still working and blah, blah, I haven't had any time to help him with anything. And now he's like, we haven't got any work, mate. Are you? Why aren't you doing your job? I'm like a dick. But I said to him, don't worry about it, mate, it's fine. Because, like, at the end of the day, I mean, they pay rent normally. Well, they don't pay rent. They make savings into a big safe in the shed. But, like, if he couldn't pay rent, what am I going to do? I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to say, okay, fine. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, and I'm really proud of that, mate. Like, I'm really proud that, you know, there's this kid that, you know, I met when he was 17, and, you know, he's actually turned out to be, I think, somebody with huge integrity and an incredibly good friend, and I get to give him something back.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably financially hugely lose, but it doesn't matter because, well, I don't know, mate. Imagine you're me. It's a nice thing to be able to do for somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll say it one last time. You're a cunt. You hurt my feelings. You upset me. Last few months.
I don't know how many times you said that.
Well, probably. Actually, I'd lie. That probably won't be the last time.
I'm going to have a swear to you
still,
calling me a cunt.
To be fair with you, I also know that you probably felt very trapped and rock in a hard place, and people swayed you, and you were frustrated, and numbers getting out of banks and so on. So I understand it to a degree. Yes, I'm upset by the lack of faith, but it is what it is. I'm just glad we're talking again.
Yeah.
I'll do what I can to help you, mate. That's simple as that.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Look, however it gets structured and whatever.
But what I understand from this conversation right now is, ultimately, you want security and independence.
Yeah.
You see, the thing is, obviously, like, if X amount goes to you for property or whatever, yeah, we've got to, the other thing is obviously the shares and stuff like that, and I try to make decisions for the best company, so obviously I'd be a lunatic to just say yes, company, or money, and then you can just fuck up and do what you want, like, that's nuts, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, no, I understand.
You know, it might be something like, properties this against shares, and then over time it becomes whatever. But it will not be to screw you into the ground. It will not be to leverage every fucking penny out of you. It will be, in the same way with Alex Piper recently, it will be to actually, I hope, make you go...
Incentivize, yeah.
Well, and also, in your case particularly, to go, maybe he's not a complete cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I rang you about something else. So
maybe the answer is to sort of say, okay, the property in effect is sort of mine. It's not necessary, or I don't know how that, I'm not thinking aloud.
Right. Let me be clear. I don't want you to be beholden to me. I'm not trying to leverage the position to make you beholden to me or for me to gain advantage from it.
Yeah.
What I would like to do, if it's possible, but it should be a secondary objective, is if, because of the decisions you're happy with in your own life, the company can benefit from that outcome because we're a team and we work together, which is always a fucking plan. See, I told you it wouldn't be last time. You cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's great. But it can't. The first thing has to be, you have to look for what you want in your life, what makes you feel. And I am, in this way, the same personality as you. Security. I'm a bum, mate. I, like, literally wear £10 worth of clothes. It's all about security and independence for me.
Mm-hmm.
And even after I got a phone to you today, I was like, actually, do you know what? I do need, it made me think about the future. I was like, I really do need to try and make some plans for the future. I can't just be living with my mum all my life.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I'm not even joking. Like, yeah, I mean, like, I live with my mum, mate. I'm 42. I live with my mum. But, you know, I mean, it's awesome because she's awesome and it's a nice house. But...
Yeah, it's not going to be there for...
My mum's going to die someday.
Yeah,
and then
if
my mum died now, I'd be... I don't know what I'd do, mate.
Yeah. It,
because I don't see anyone else. I don't even see those things. Mm-hmm. I don't see anyone, mate. I've got to try and build some future for myself, you know, and it has to be friends and maybe a relationship. A bit hopeful, maybe, given history. but anyway, it is what it is. So can you just let me digest it or come back? It's getting late. I've got lots of shit to do. But I do need to just... part of the reason I did ring...
Yeah.
So can I just take away on the property thing with you? At the moment,
Banco is a key
front runner, trying to make it work fairly.
I do want to, on the side of all of this, I do want to look at something.
Hang on. Do you think that you work for Goldman Sachs?
No, let me finish what I'm going to explain.
Not until I've done my joke. Go on, yeah.
So I do want to get a place in the UK, okay, but I'm not expecting anything really from the company from it, other than in terms of money. But what I do want to be able to do is...
fine. No problemo then.
No.
You don't want anything from the company except money. Fine.
No, you know what I said.
Well, you literally just said that.
From the UK property side of things, that I want to just do myself, because like I say, if I want independence, then I think it should be independent of the company in terms of how I pay for it, you know.
Are we already talking about you independently owning a place outright in Bansko?
Yeah. I get it.
Own a holiday home in Europe, and then the company gives you more money.
No, I'm not expecting money for a UK mortgage. What I'm saying is...
So we don't have to pay you a salary after the bounce is I need to shut up now. Enough jokes. Go on.
So my point is, I think it makes sense for the company to cover the bank safe thing because the company gets something out of it in terms of tax benefits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Good pitch.
Agreed. Okay.
Well,
missed earnings for a couple of years or whatever. Okay.
How do you think this would go down at the LSC if it weren't talking to me?
I don't know. But,
well, I think you probably do know.
Well, put it another way, I could justify it and say, look, Aubrey's had whatever he's had, $75,000. I could go down the other route and say, well, if Aubrey's has had $75,000 and I've had $25,000, well, actually, I'm missing $50,000 for 2 years. I think that would be a little bit far-fetched, but I...
So I can see Jason's point, yeah?
Yeah.
I can also see that, you know, ultimately if Jason gets this, everyone else will then go, can I have? So therefore, I abstain.
So now you've got
four people left. So Alex Piper,
Linton,
Aubrey, and you. Okay, so you're voting yes to the Bansko holiday retreat for the Earl family. So you've basically got Linton, I love this, you've got Linton, Aubrey and Piper to share your...
They're all earning a lot more than me, in all fairness.
Well, they're not. Piper isn't earning a lot more than you, and neither is Linton particularly.
Well, Linton's on, what, 45 or something? So he's still on 20.
I thought he was on 14.
Okay. Well, he's earning $20,000 more than me, let's put it that way, a year. So, again, that's why I don't think he can say no to it.
If I was them, what are they? I think they might say. But we have to pay tax on that, Jace, and national insurance, which works out about 33% of what we get.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can, I don't think if you just go, when they...
No, because I never said get something for $50,000. Look, you can get places for 35, 40-ish. So, you know, if you deduct, I don't know what the tax is, but I'm going to make it simple and say 20% for now. But obviously, whatever it is, it might be nearer 30% if you're going PAYE.
Make it five, because it'll make your argument better. I mean, it's totally unrealistic, but make it what you want.
Let's make it 10%, because it's 10% in the whole area. It's for convenience. So, you know, it works for the company as well as it...
Okay, so you're pitching that. How do you think they're going to vote? Should Jason have Bansko apartment paid for by the company? Aubrey.
Well, we'll see, okay.
No, honestly, I'm genuinely interested. How do you think they're going to vote? I know how I think they'll vote.
No, I'll turn around and say, well, Linton's been paid $20,000 more than me for a couple
of
years.
Yeah,
I'll
say, yeah, tax, blah, blah, but also I have to get up at 4 in the morning, blah, blah.
Look, I think it's fair to peg me at the same sort of level as Linton.
Can you imagine what, in this conversation, by the way, with the LSC, can I just tell you what I'll be doing? I'll be sitting listening. I'll go on mute because I don't want my chuckles to join the
Anyway, look, I think there's synergies with the company, so that's
so
why.
So you want to raise this at the LFC tomorrow?
I don't think it's something that needs to be raised this soon tomorrow.
Do you want to raise this to the LFC?
It can be raised to the LFC, but I don't think tomorrow is the right time for it. I think there's more pressing matters for the LFC.
I also think that the way we raise it needs to be very significantly changed from what you're saying to me, if you want it to happen. The reality is, mate, maybe I'm more lax of getting accounts done on time, but I'm also probably a shitload more generous than other people.
So that's why I think the bank, so things kind of comes out of the company, because I would have been paid, if I was paid 50k, let's put it another way, if I was in a proper job, I would have been earning 50-60k. I think it's a fair point.
No, I think that is, so here's my formal blue chip answer.
I know you're going to have...
Jason, I understand that, but you'll be remunerated with shares, like everybody else, not with property.
So, what you could argue is, give the property in lieu of shares, and then I pay for the shares in due course. Something like that. Or my shareholding goes down, or I don't know. So, I realise...
No, it's a great pitch, mate.
We can work something out with the shares in due course. So, look, the reality of it is, if I get shares,
I'll just give you my mum's shares. It's fine.
Pardon?
You can just have my mum's shares.
So, anyway,
honestly, it's fine. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
We'll work on it. I'm going to have a look at some Bansko shit. I need to think about what you said. I think I'm a generous person, mate. I want to reward you.
Yeah.
I also have an obligation to tie you into the company as a result of that reward. That needs to be linked with shares and property and/or shares, however it works out. I understand what you're trying to achieve. My objective is...
Tying in with shares, I think, is...
My share...
The more realistic and better route, in my opinion, because then it's linked to performance.
Yeah.
Okay,
look, we could say, for example, you know, you got the shares, therefore we loan the property against the shares, or...
That's what I was trying to suggest earlier, is you offset the property against the shares until the shares are sorted, basically.
So I will have a conflict, because I'm a control freak, so I want to control everything, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not allowed to do anymore, or whatever. Yeah. But I also will, I promise, endeavour and will achieve what you're trying to achieve, which is independence. And so
yeah.
I will not leverage the position, whatever I try to do, and however I think it's fair, and you may not align to exactly what you think is fair, but I will do what I think is fair. But
yeah.
I won't do what I've been accused of in both Stuart Pettman and with shares. And I won't do it in the shares situation either, but I won't try and leverage my power, if you like, which sounds really stupid, but, like, I won't try and leverage that to control your situation. My intent is to empower you and to give you independence and for the empowerment, yes, to tie you into the roots of the company, but to actually go, I want to be part of this company because...
Mm-hmm.
So in a smaller amount of money, in the same way that Alex has gone back with a positive thing, because I didn't go, and I did sit at home going, I don't want to pay him this. I don't want to pay him that. Because, of course, like I want to do what's best for the business, but I had to say to myself, don't be tight, George, because actually what you need to do here is empower someone. And if you save a grand here by reducing it there or whatever, what's actually the real cost of that in de-incentivized motivation, loss of morale? It's probably 50 grand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cool.
And this is where the good faith, I think, has evaporated with Stuart a little bit, and we're paying a bit of a price to try and get that back, whether Stuart performs or not, I guess, is the other question. But, I mean, that's a side topic.
I've done numbers, Stuart. I've told you that. Have I told you? See? Yeah, I have. Look, we paid a shitload out for Stuart. We have not done wrong by Stuart, though. And he can spin whatever he wants to do, whatever. He has reneged on lots and lots of stuff. It is what
he's had his legals covered now, so he can't moan too much. I know it's been a painful process getting it to that process. But he kind of doesn't. Yeah, he's done okay in the end.
Did I do the wrong thing?
No, but I think what he feels bitter about is that.
I don't think he feels that bitter towards me anymore. I think he's just frustrated. He wants to be part of the business. He wants to feel that.
Yeah.
And that is going to be the conversation tomorrow morning, and it will be difficult because I think he wants to be in X amount, and I think, look, mate,
mm-hmm.
I'm just fucking nervous. Like, I'll be honest with you, right? I think Stuart can add huge value. I don't see... Brad works remotely. I work remotely. You can almost work remotely. You're working under Moore these days, but you could almost work remotely.
Yeah.
You know, I also want you to sort out a video sync solution for this LSC, mate. There needs to be, like, this conference calling on phones, fine for tomorrow, but going forward, can you come up with a solution that we can all use to see each other? Because I think we need to.
Okay, fair enough. Yep.
Please. I don't mind what it is. It can be Google or some whatever you choose, right? But can you just come up with something that at least steering committee, and if it works, we'll roll it out to other meetings. But, you know, I think it is important.
Red Tribal X-Hamster.
X-Hamster? Yeah, that's fine. I'm totally game, mate. Totally game. Although I'm so bored of porn, mate. I do need to find up some premium sites or something.
I knew that would get through you.
Anyway, but if you could look at that, I'd appreciate it. Because I do think seeing the whites in people's eyes, talking does, it just builds a bit more bond.
The other thing on the mortgage thing, and the reason why I angle it, you know, okay, I'll go down the route of the Banksy thing. I do want to get a place in the UK. I don't want it to be funded through the company, but I do feel I want to, you know, I want to be in a position to be able to take out a mortgage off my own back. And so that's why I was chasing the SA302s, which is basically...
I don't even know what they are, mate.
So basically, if I go and get a mortgage, I need to have a proof of income. There's two ways I need to do that. If I'm self-employed, I need to have an SA302 or whatever it is. Basically, that's a statement of accounts to say, this is how much tax I've paid for the last, you know, two accounting years. Now, I only have 1 year, and I only paid, like, literally a menial amount of tax, which I think was about, I don't know, £300 or £400. So it doesn't really reflect my earnings, and therefore I don't think it's going to go past a mortgage broker very easily.
You'd be surprised. I've got some good friends with mortgage brokers.
So unless we can twist the arms of some mortgage brokers, in a conventional high street bank, it ain't going to float, is what I'm saying. The other route of it is, and this is why I am pushing the POIE thing, if I'm not self-employed and I say, well, I'm getting 30k PAYE, they will only look back for 3 months, and therefore I just need to go on PAYE for 3 months, say I'm employed, don't need to say that I'm self-employed, and take it like that, basically.
Okay, can I ask that we don't do PAYE this month? It's too short, we've got too much to think about, and I've told you in my gut there's something telling me we shouldn't. If I'm wrong, we can change it next month. But to be can we not do everything at once?
Okay. Well, if there's any way to backdate PAYE, then maybe do it like that. What I want to do is be able to. Because I feel that
putting on PAYE just sounds wrong. Just feels wrong.
Yeah. Well, let's find a reason for it being wrong.
No, and I'm being honest with you. I don't know that reason. Because I'm just telling, it's literally just.
Well, let's raise it up with Albie at some point, because he'll be able to quick.
Yeah, happy to do so, mate.
You know, Albie. But
honestly, like, literally, my objective to help you is, like, you know, let's not just jump in with both feet before we sort it all through.
Yeah. So,
what is your priority though? Is it England place or the Banksy?
I don't know. My priority. Well, I think in a way, they're both important. I think a UK place is more important for me because I want to get out of this house really by October because it gets quite cold.
What's going on there? So basically, you feel unsettled because you're in that house. You're having to pay double rent, and ultimately, you know you're not going to be able to stay there long term. So that's not a nice situation to be in.
So,
you want to find
some
security, blah, blah. Okay, fine. That's it. Done. Let me think about it, mate. Please, let me think about it.
The UK thing is a big thing.
I know.
And that's why I'm pushing the PAYE thing, because if I do it this month, then that means I only need to do August, September, and then I can move out in October
and
buy a place.
Next month if we need to next month.
Pardon?
We can backdate it for this month if needs be.
If you can backdate it, then fine. As long as
you
can back.
Of course you can. Sorry, admin issue. We forgot to add this person to PAYE. Please do it. Here's the facts for them.
Well, ideally, then if we can backdate it for the last 2 months, then even better.
Mate, why are you doing... Like, literally. It's literally like, I'm trying to help you, trying to... It's like, I'm on a home. PAYE. How's in England? Blah, blah, blah. Sorry for being an unfriend recently.
But
I will help you. Just let me think about what you've said. It's a lot of shit.
So, my point is, if I can get myself a mortgage, I'll do that off my own back. What I want to do is have the paperwork in place, because obviously I've, as I said, sacrificed that by...
No, I mean, you have. I mean, like, I think I've got another half an hour, so just give me spend that half an hour to tell me what you sacrificed.
So those are my two agendas. Place over here, place in...
No, I'm not sure I've got them. Yeah, so just try and explain it to me again.
No, but you see why that is. The
place
you shut
the fuck up. You literally told me all of this information today. We're repairing our relationship.
Yeah.
I've said I'll help you.
Yeah.
Done. Enough for today.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're Stuart.
Yeah. The Banjo thing, I think...
Oh, my fucking
important.
God. Oh, my God.
But the only thing where I am going to push on it is with Brexit next year, let's try and get something before the whole Brexit shit falls apart.
You just told me I've got to do shit and backdate it for 2 months this month. Never mind Brexit next year.
But,
enough for today.
Okay. That's all I kind of want.
Oh, man, that's nothing. It's nothing to do anything for.
Well, put it another way, George. If I was...
Well, now you're using
normal...
Now I feel like I'm being told off.
Another way. If I'd been working normally, I would have had a mortgage and I'd have had a place. That's the frustration for me, and that's why I'm pushing
for it. No,
you
wouldn't. I'll tell you why. Because you'd have got a job, and then you got sacked because you're fucking unreliable, you work stupid hours, you're fucking... Well, you're a lovely person, so probably that would have helped you. But... people like you to go to work, mate.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to remember, mate, don't underestimate this. Honestly, it's got nothing to do with numbers. You take a senior role in this company, you know you're important to it, yeah?
Yeah.
I think you've overstepped the mark, if I'm honest with you, in recent times. You've helped me with legals, but I don't think... I did the work last week, 150 grand I've made it. I'm going to send the summary page to you and others today, not the full detail. I sort of want to send you the full detail, like, because you'll actually see all the work that's gone into it. But, but you know, I think because your name's been on the tin, you know, you've gone, like, oh, what about the accounts? And I understand that to a large degree, yeah? But also, like, you know, there's so much shit we need to do in your area, and it is so critical to the business in terms of product development, value to customers, you know, efficiency, everything, yeah? And it's like, you know, you are a key component of that, and, mate, I rang you because I couldn't get hold of you for 2 days, and I went, oh, just checking it, you're doing a Jace thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't underestimate the value of that, mate, because I've worked in companies where if I'm not there at 9 o'clock, my balls are busted.
Yeah.
And it's shit. And you and I are similar in that way. It's a horrible way to live your life.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to use that as a way to go, well, you should only get £1 more. I'm not, because it's irrelevant. That should be a benefit of what we're doing as a startup and blah, blah, okay? But but just whenever, you know, so I think, you know, maybe when you talk to Alice, it's like, oh, I'm earning this. Well, Alice will be taxed to the fucking wazoo at 40%, la, 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 la. And even if she goes to an umbrella company.
Yeah.
As a consultant. She's still at risk of X, Y, and Z. She'll have to get down yet. But she ain't fucking part of something, mate.
Mm-hmm.
there isn't a proposition for this. She can't talk to her boss about, I'd like to have a place in Bansko.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She may have earned a bit more. I mean, like, honestly, mate, like, it's just a very different agenda. And if you want my honest fucking answer, all the shit with Snyder and Singh, I've never seen it anywhere else. And that has made, probably made me want to go back to, well, I was not going to go back anywhere. I was done. But if I had to go back to work, I was like, I would love to have gone back to consulting, because what I saw of the city and all this shit and the legals and stuff was a horrible life. If we weren't involved in all of that, and we had a, and we were just what we're trying very hard to be, which is a start-up with integrity, had a team, bit hurt and damaged, been through some fucking shit, but trying to be positive and move forward, mate, that is a fucking... It's like, do you know how many people come out of fucking Harvard and want to be in that position?
Yeah.
Honestly. And you know what? You know that's true, right?
Yeah.
So just remember the good things, mate, because I do the same. And I told you earlier, like, I look at these fucking things and I'm like, fucking hell, everyone's got kids and everyone's got little sisters. And sisters sending fucking, I've just seen, sent me a message, fucking, ooh, look at beautiful fucking Cornwall, me and my motherfucking family. You know, and I say it as a joke, obviously. I'm so grateful to my sister and my family and like her kids because they're adorable and I love them. But do you know what I mean? Like, mate, I can wake up. I felt so low this morning. I was so low. I was like, what the fuck is this? Is no life. Look at all my friends. They're all married with kids and they're all walking up mountains and at baby parties and I'm fucking literally having fights with people that are supposed to be on my team. And look, we just have to make this business work, mate. Like, we have to make it what it can be, because for everybody, like, we have to, mate, we have to.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, got shit on property. Can I now talk to you about what I rang about?
Yeah, go on.
There was a couple of things, but I'm going to go and talk to you about one. So, you know, like, and this is where I say, please don't go talk to her. Jace, please, mate, please. Mm-hmm. The biggest bit of advice I can give you is what my parents have given to me. Keep your own counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. By talking to you, like, I've missed these chats more than you can possibly know, and I think you're probably understanding, and I think in time you're going to see that, you know, I am the person that you always believed in, but there is, I am trying very hard with the LSC and trying very hard to listen to other people's inputs, and like Alex Pipe, chats with Alex Pipe, but I think he's a massively positive influence, but he also takes 14 hours to stay a sentence.
Yeah.
Stuart, on the flip side, great ideas, loads of innovation and energy, but his people skills are maybe not the best.
Mm-hmm.
So, case in point, today I spoke to Henry.
Yeah.
I've spoken to Linton and Aubrey about Henry in the past, repeatedly. Yeah. They have told me he's very, very good. They've also told me, I talked to Aubrey about ideas and not a lot. Basically, all the ideas I gave them about retaining Henry to the value of the business, yeah,
mm-hmm.
haven't been discussed with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, case in point, Henry, you're waiting on exam results. If you pass, or if you fail, you're going to stay with... So, Yogesh, again, right on Friday, he's like, if Henry stays, it'd be an absolute godsend.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know how much Henry was getting paid. Do you know how much Henry gets paid?
It's not a huge amount. It's about 20-something, isn't it?
No, he gets £1,000 a month.
Yeah, it's ridiculously small. So we need to just.
Well, you think he's underpaid?
I do actually. Archie and Henry are massive value.
I'm being an arsehole.
Yeah, they're massive value.
Yeah, they told me when I get a grand a month.
They're collectively cheaper than Laura. Put it.
I literally wanted to go. You get what? And I literally had to bite my tongue and go, okay. Right. The point is, basically, Yogesh is saying that he should be a senior, yeah? Like, he's basically, obviously, like, worked his nuts off and been cool. And you don't need degrees and all this shit, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so chatting to him, I said, the first thing was just like, and the reason I've been chatting to him, and then can probably bust my balls about it, but I'm sick of fucking asking. I'm not going to ask for this anymore, and I'm going to sell into that. I'm sick of it. I have the right to speak to everyone. We can send a communication out if you want. George is a strategic consultant of the business. If he contacts you, please feel free to help him out with wanking his fucking own knob. Anyway... Mm-hmm. Point was, I went, well, basically, and I said, look, ultimately, I was like,
you should do whatever's right for you. But so first point was just to say, I've heard nothing but positive things about you. I just wanted to say thank you, and you've done yourself very proud. And if you need a reference or anything, I'm sure any one of us will give it to you. That was that. Secondly, I was like, also, you know, I'd like to talk to you about staying. And I said, so, one, I understand you're waiting on results. If you fail, which I hope you do, if you fail, then great, you stay. But I said, but if you don't, you get your results. I said, well, I basically, you know, just want you to consider a couple of options. One is finishing your degree in London. So your credits and, you know, going to Open University even, or, you know, LSE, or where best uni we can get you into, but if it's something like Open Uni or London School for Business and Finance, where we've got connections, or CAS or whatever, great. Yeah. Finish your credits there. We'll give you all the time off you need for your exams and your work. Let's be honest, we all know it's fucking 10 hours a week and some exams and pretty much fuck all. And we'll pay you to work for it. Yeah, as a employee full time. On the second thing if you want to go back to Brighton and you pass your exams, and again, you should do absolutely what's best for you. And also, I did say, and I caveat it with, everything has to be approved by Aubrey because of your relationship via your dad with Aubrey. And I said, but you know, if you do go back, then we'd like to sponsor you for your final year, which means like £100 a month or something. And then we'd like to let your job offers come back. So even if he left now, he came, did his final year, it's still like, what is it? It's like fucking, it's really 6 months. It's not a year.
Yeah, it's 6 to 9 months. Let's say it's 9 months worst case.
But I rate these ideas of sponsorship offer before he leaves to come back. Because if we don't make an offer and tie him into a sponsorship, he'll look at other jobs.
Yeah.
On the flip side, I said to him, you know, if you do your degree in London, and I said to him, that would be the perfect Nirvana solution for me, but you, for the company, but you must make, you know, you must do what's right for you, mate. You know? But anyway, but I said, but I, you know, hand on heart, subject to Aubrey's approval, because it's his, one of his best mates who referred him, and I have to honour that integrity, I believe.
Yeah.
Even though apparently I have no integrity. Dig. Fuck you. But, but the point was that I've raised this repeatedly with, like, Linton and with Aubrey to offer these things, yeah?
Yeah.
And they haven't done it. And it's like, and this is where I do get, like, this is why, you know, sometimes maybe I do sound like a dictator, because I speak to Henry today, and he's obviously, like, he's like, unless I'm fucking wrong, you know, but he's obviously, like, fucking awesome from what I've said. He's like, and I said to him, I can't talk salary to you, really, because I'm old and I have no idea what people should earn. But I said, just give me a minute, and then I basically went back and I said, probably something between, okay, what do you think those numbers were?
Well, he needs to be definitely on the same amount as, say, like, the other juniors, because they're earning more than
him. But basically, Yogesh on Friday is like, if he does stay, he needs to become a senior.
Yeah, he does. I think so.
So I don't want to give away money from the company, yeah? And he's 21.
Yeah.
So let's not be fucking crazy, but let's be fair. And I said numbers to him. I want you to... I think what I said was fair, and I said... Please, I said everything else I've said, I believe that I can hand on heart offer you, subject to Aubrey. The numbers I can't, because I genuinely don't know what the numbers are. But it's fair, appropriate. But I did say, I'm going to take a guess, and I did pause for a minute, because I didn't want to over-engineer expectation. And I said, between X and X. If you were to be me in that position, what would it be X and X for you?
I think he needs to be over 20K, I would say 25 to 30
Bingo.
I don't think much over 30 if you were to go over.
And in reality, I'd probably offer him 27 and a half.
Yeah.
Plus bonus, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, I see 25 to 32 would be the range I would offer. 32, well, I'd want quite a lot out of him.
Basically, almost on, it sounds like he's on number three.
Mm-hmm.
With Danny Baker.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely, in terms of skills, he's really good. He knows what to do.
And he's so excited and energetic and positive and breath of fresh air and... You know?
Both the Gilberts are, to be honest. And like I say, when you consider they're so much cheaper than Laura, both of them put together, and they bring value.
Mate, listen, I think we failed Laura, not giving her enough direction and stuff.
Yeah, so definitely.
She has failed us. Like, she doesn't need us, mate, to drive revenue. She could have fucking, I said to you, like, we could just done, where's our AdWords gone? Why isn't she in every fucking forum on the web talking about how great we are? We need somebody a bit more grey, a bit more dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
We need, maybe Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
You know who Daryl is?
This is the guy in the Phoenix Works building.
I don't know where he is, but he's basically the guy that seems to have added more value than Laura.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but you know what I mean? We can't be doing this. It's like this GDPR thing, mate. I'm having to suck it up, but I'm like, we're not fucking, you know, we're not Goldman. We're not fucking, but we're so far into it now, I may as well get it done. But it's just like, why is that Laura's priority versus... Like,
yeah, yeah, and I
know the jobs worth involved in compliance and shit. You know, it's like, what about revenue, Doris?
No,
again, why?
Yeah, you're preaching to the converters. I always hated GDPR and et cetera.
I said to Aubrey, I said, mate, please don't over-engineer this. Honestly, they're over-engineering, aren't they? Do you think they are?
A little bit.
Like, so here's case in point. It's pissing me off in the background, but I've got to suck it up, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I think GDPR has killed a lot of companies, to be honest, recently, in terms of it's been a bottleneck. It's not just us. It's been a fucking baller.
I know, honestly, it's like, oh, we're going to have perfect GDPR, and then we're going to have TPSB. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I know, it doesn't add up.
Laura's just not right for this organisation, mate. She's just
I really
want to. Will you give me £1,000 if I nail her, if I actually shag her one day?
Good luck trying.
I think I can do it, honestly. I'm telling you, thin line, mate. Thin line, loving it. Anyway, so basically, do you agree with what I said to Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, that was it, really. That wasn't the one point I just wanted to raise. But it's just a bit frustrating, like, that I've got to get on the fucking phone and do that when really Linton or Aubrey or both, ideally, would have done it. It's like, why hasn't the idea of him staying... He's like, oh, that's a good idea.
I have raised it with Henry. I said, you know, what would you be, you know, do you want to go back to uni? I know he didn't want to go back to uni. I've mentioned it probably about 3-4 months ago, very casually. It hasn't been raised up formally.
The other thing we need to address, I don't know whether we pick up on the ISD tomorrow, but IT staffing, like what you want to do, like obviously.
My concern.
If Laura's bitch is leaving,
yeah.
Then what are we going to do with, like, from what I hear, like basically you know. Like this conversation, you're saying that Archie's actually pretty cool. Yeah, you know, is there an argument to say, Archie, can you come in X days a week, and we'll pay you an increased amount?
Yeah. So I think the problem
with
that.
Big advocate, mate. I'll be honest with you. I'm a big advocate of keen, eager, bright minds.
Yeah.
This shit where we take people on who are like Laura. Compliance legislation. You know, it's like we need people that are bright, energetic, driven, motivated, work hard, and not be like, I need to get paid £1 million for being a fucking lazy bastard.
So my main sort of issue with Evie is that I ended up not giving him enough time because I got sucked into the various sort of fights.
But the good thing about that is that you took it out on me.
Well, he wanted me to work in legals, and I was very resistant to it, and that was partly the reason.
But part of the reason you got frustrated or stressed out was because you were worried about him leaving. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He said leaving. But it is part of the reason that you got frustrated with me.
It really is.
But
yeah, yeah.
We can't, like Sam leaving, mate. I don't want Sam to go. It's terrible. But we can't,
You can't hold on to the past.
I can't. We've got to keep moving forward, mate. We've got to.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, I think we've all probably, I hope we've all learned lots of lessons from all this shit.
Yeah, yeah. So with the Evie thing, the thing I want to sort of wrap up on is, Evie's a very hard worker, but he needs to be drip-fed to work. So
we're a start-up company, and you are never going to manage people like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so, I'll be honest with you, mate, you're a shit manager.
No, I know that.
But I'm a sort of shit manager too. But I don't think I am. I'm just a I just don't want to micromanage anybody. I don't want that life. I don't want to ring someone. There's people, basically, mate, who manage teams, and every morning they ring every member of the team and go, it's 9:01, are you at your desk? Have you achieved what I set out for yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you and I are like that at all. We need to recruit people, who will go, like Laura's position. Somebody in Laura's position in the last year literally could have said, okay, it's not perfect. I haven't got this. I haven't got that. It doesn't align to my course. But what they could have done is gone, actually, you know what? I'm going to approach the team and go, look, I've got these ideas. Here's my plan. If I do it, can I get 10% of what I make?
Mm-hmm.
And then go out and go, boom, I've made $100,000 for the business.
Yeah.
Covered my costs. Made the business $60,000. I've also made an extra $6,000.
Yeah. My concern with Evie is, he does need a little bit of micromanagement because I can't give him a big task because he doesn't know how to solve it by himself. So he has to be guided. So if I don't have the time to guide him, and therefore I think it would be silly to take somebody on who's sort of junior, who I need to steer and micromanage a little bit. Evie is a good worker. When you do manage him, he does get jobs done. But it's a kind
so
of...
So why don't we just fucking outsource, mate?
Actually, well, because his tango has been a fucking nightmare to deal with.
I have no idea, but I have heard that from lots of sources. But aside from his tango, yeah?
Outsourcing is...
Take a look online and just look at a company called Fiverr.
Mm-hmm.
You know them?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
But basically, let's just use fucking random fuckers in India. I'm not saying we have to, it's the only option... Right,
yeah.
But I'm saying it is an option.
I think you can use it to prototype things, and as long as you're not giving away huge chunks of how your business works, but you then have to do the same thing of micromanaging them, but they're just a bit cheaper and they're off-site.
But they're they do have their own hassles,
they don't have that loyalty thing. And the thing with Evie, if I had the time to keep them on side and stuff. There is obviously the Bulgarian sort of hire more people, dividends, etc. So you kind of look, I don't want to go rushing out hiring someone when I think it's better to get our shit in order, and then when I know I've got time for IT stuff, then we can pick up hiring someone if we feel the need to.
Yeah, fine. Happy with that.
And in that time, we can save ourselves a bit of cash, by not doing so for the short term. I think it's more important...
It's not. I don't think... I mean, yes, we will save them £2, but I think the reality is we need to grow the business and we need to progress forward, and that should be the priority, not saving. And this is coming from me, but not saving a few quid.
Let's see where the demand is. In terms of projects and stuff, and we can always hire in due course or outsource. But let's not rush into it, because what I don't want to be doing is
having to get in a similar situation where I have somebody who is really good like Evie. I don't want to lose, but I do need to invest time keeping him or them managed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In an ideal world, I want to get somebody who can be autonomous, and if I don't need to micromanage, they'll go off and do stuff on their own. Archie kind of does that. The only downside with Archie is he doesn't report back to you, or is you have to chase him and say,
okay, at the moment, Archie's, you know, cost is, we can forgive him everything, virtually.
Well, he's negligible, because he's so cheap. He's, what, 20k at the moment?
I know, and we are going to need to save some money because we've basically apparently got to buy some property, or like 15 properties for all of our senior guys.
But yeah, look,
go get some sleep or do some work, heaven forbid. Catch you tomorrow morning. I got loads to do.
All right, yeah, yeah.
Please keep the stuff on Henry to yourself, only because. That's the thing. I'm not trying to say keep it to yourself to keep any fucking shadiness. I'm just like. I just don't want to upset anyone, okay? I'm just trying to do the right thing. And, you know, they should have fucking done this. Really.
Yeah.
But Henry is too important to us. I, if we can keep Henry, and whether that's keep him today or keep him in 6 months, yeah?
Yeah.
We should. I think like, he's a talent. We've got to focus on keeping talent.
What
so I'm more than willing to let you go.
Yeah. So the more... the thing... the thing is, the desk is quite functional... Okay, and even
but, mate, we're too thin, mate.
Even with Justin and Anthony leaving, we've done pretty well, but we've got to retain that with the desk, because whilst we deal with the sales and operation side of the business, the desk has to retain, be strong, and we can't afford to lose Linton or Yogesh, whereas at least, you know, on the sales side of things, well, Alec will always plod along, to a certain degree I will as well.
I think the opportunity for us is huge. We just got to do a few key things. We've got to sort TPS. I understand. You know, I've been a massive advocate of no, but right now,
yeah,
we've got to fucking take our bitches motherfuckers out, and we've got to fucking nail it. And basically, mate, they've fucking.
We've had conversations with Yogesh and Stuart on the situation, and Yogesh has explained it as to why it's a problem for me.
And formally, my opinion
situation.
Will always be, and it will be documented,
I know, but
we've spent a lot of time working on it in the past.
So we need to have a way of having our own access, and so that's the next step. How do we...
And that's what nobody has done.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
it's not... And the reason
why nobody's done it is really...
And I reached out to someone today, by the way, I won't make any names, and asked them to do it, and they said no.
Yeah, I think...
And they were in a perfect position with a company trading for weird to do it.
Yeah.
But they don't want the risk.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to have to set up our own little research trading company, and they might have
a need. And then that needs to go by you, which is why nothing's happened, because there is a cost... associated to it.
Okay, cross the proof. There you go. I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's done. No, it's not cost, mate. It's the fact that it's not very easy to sort it out.
Yeah.
But also, my formal position will always be for the recorded conversation, just to be very, very clear on this point. I do not advocate the use of any system that are not fully verified and purchased in accordance with compliance and the Leadership Steering Committee, and indeed, where I'm involved, my own approval. Thank you very much.
On that note, that's all I say.
All right, mate. Catch you tomorrow. Bye.
All right. See you.